So I want to start to move more towards where we're heading in the future, particularly in terms of new agents, but also I want to probe a little bit in terms of predictors of response to treatment. This is something that there's been a lot of interest in breast cancer and all cancers for that matter for a long time. And you've done some really interesting research. A lot of it was reported at ASCO, both in the neoadjuvant as well in the adjuvant setting, actually looking at the affinity data, which I thought was really amazing. So can you talk a little bit about sort of the body of this work and kind of what you think it means?
I think this is one area that, despite making a lot of progress in developing new anti-HER2 therapies, which have, you know, led to improvements in outcomes in both early and late stage disease, you know, where we've come up short is coming up with true prognostic and predictive biomarkers that tell us who benefits from these therapies, whether a particular person is going to benefit more from an antibody versus a tyrosine kinase inhibitor versus a conjugate. You know, we haven't done a good job there. And I think we're starting to learn perhaps why that might be the case. And we did present data from the AFFINITY trial, which, as many of you may remember, was this large adjuvant phase 3 trial that was looking whether adding pertuzumab in the adjuvant setting to chemotherapy and trastuzumab led to improved outcomes. This was a positive trial, but the absolute benefit was pretty small. Hazard ratio is only around 0.8, statistically significant, and in higher risk patients, it definitely was clinically significant, but the magnitude of the benefit was less than we would have hoped. And so the goal of this biomarker analysis was to try to identify patients who may particularly benefit from pertuzumab and differentiate those patients from those who might not benefit at all from pertuzumab and therefore the pertuzumab could be avoided.